It's Wednesday, June 20th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday, President Donald Trump restated his support for his administration's policy of separating illegal families at the U.S. border, calling Democrats the problem, reports TheHill.com. Trump tweeted, quote, "We must always arrest people coming into our country illegally. Of the 12,000 children, 10,000 are being sent by their parents on a very dangerous trip, and only 2,000 are with their parents, many of whom have tried to enter our country illegally on numerous occasions. Democrats are the problem. They don't care about crime and want illegal immigrants, no matter how bad they may be, to pour into and infest our country, like MS-13. They can't win on their terrible policies, so they view them as potential voters," end quote. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas told radio talk show host Todd Starnes that billboards his congregation sponsored, calling America a Christian nation, were taken down because the company, Outfront Media, called them too, quote-unquote, divisive, reports Christian Headlines. The billboards referenced the church's name, the date of the sermon, June 24th, and the sermon title, America is a Christian Nation. It also included a picture of the pastor and the service times. In a statement, Outfront Media confessed, quote, "Someone called our corporate office in New York about the offensive billboards, and following our lawyer's advice, we have to take them down ASAP," end quote. Plus, the Dallas Morning News and Democrat Mayor Mike Rawlings objected as well. In God's providence, another billboard company stepped up and agreed to carry the church's message on 20 billboards instead of the original two. Perhaps Pastor Jeffress is asking the same question found in Galatians 4:16 of the culture. So have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? John Kluge, a Christian music teacher at Brownsburg High School in Brownsburg, Indiana, was forced to either resign or be fired because he refused to use the transgender students' opposite sex names. Kluge said, quote, "I really care about kids, and I don't want to do any harm to them. I was talking to my pastor about the scenario of calling a student by an opposite sex name and what harm I believe that would do to them. I remember breaking down and weeping at that scenario. I cannot, in good conscience, do what I believe will cause harm," end quote. Please sign the petition to Brownsburg High School and ask them to stop discriminating against Christian teachers. You'll find it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Controversial former megachurch pastor Rob Bell has admitted in a new interview that he never felt comfortable in an evangelical environment, and accused evangelicals of showing their real values by largely supporting President Donald Trump, reports the Christian Post. Bell, who formerly led Mars Hill Bible Church in Michigan, before attracting controversy for supporting sodomite marriage and for his 2011 book Love Wins, which questioned the existence of hell, told the Church Times that the label of heretic has become somewhat of a badge of honor for him. Bell said that, quote, "There is a religion way more sacred to people than anything involving God, Jesus, the Bible, and that is America," end quote. Bell alleged that, quote, "It was never about the grace, compassion, solidarity, nonviolence of the Jesus path. It was about protecting a particular 21st century free market capitalist vision for the world. And that thing had been masquerading as Jesus for a long time, and it revealed its corrupt, stained soul," end quote. Dr. Albert Moeller, Jr., president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, said that Bell, quote, "alienates love from justice and holiness," end quote. In Matthew 23:23, Jesus underscores the reality of hell when he asked this question of the Jewish leaders, "Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell?" And finally, a teacher named Helma Wardenar was heartbroken to hear that her 10-year-old student, Maggie Vasquez, who has cerebral palsy, was unable to go on the class's 3-day camping trip. Maggie's walker would be unable to maneuver the rough terrain of the wilderness, reports People magazine. So the teacher from the Academy for Global Citizenship in Chicago, Illinois, bought a special $300 harness in order to carry the 60-pound student on her back. The teacher said, quote, "It was kind of heavy, but I'm strong and didn't want to give up. Whenever I had moments when I was tired or huffing and puffing, she would sing songs or say positive words to me," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 20th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.